Everybody, it's been a while since I posted my last quick podcast. I was waiting to get some new stuff on, you know, in the books, and I'm going to start today. I mean, kind of picking up where I left about surfing. So this one was going to be a quick, some quick tips about how to surf in Hawaii. So, you know, has been in my bucket list, I think, forever. Especially being Brazilian and watching all those, you know, movies about Hawaii and surfing. I got a chance a few months ago to head over to Oahu, which is one of the largest islands, and do a lot of surfing. So here's a sort of my recommendation for you all who want to do something like that. So there are two places to surf there. One is Waikiki, right? It's the big city, a lot of people, you know, small waves. Kind of a must go. It's at least for us. It was our first time in Hawaii. My son, who is 16, was also surfing and kind of learning too. So we had to stop there. We spent a few days. Great surfing schools there. And again, the waves are super manageable. The only problem is it's a lot of people, right? A lot of people just, you know, on the beach and surfing, of course. So a bit crowded, but definitely an option. But now the real cool part is, from Waikiki, where the airport is, it's an easy drive to the North Shore, and that's where Pipeline, that's where the famous beaches surfing spots are. And again, it's a quite easy drive. Once we get there, it's a whole different vibe, much more my kind of style. More rural, right? And you get that surfing vibe everywhere, very laid back. You do drive by, as you're driving up the coast, up and down, you drive by this, you know, iconic beaches. I mean, Pipeline being one of them. We were lucky enough that one of the events in the World Surfing League championship was just happening the day we were there, so we get to watch those guys and girls to do what they do best, and it's truly amazing. You have an option, and this is, I think, is the important part. And you have an option to find waves for beginners, waves for more experienced surfers in the North Shore, right? It's not all like huge, 20-foot waves that, it's going to scare and kill any beginner. You do have great options, and you can find whatever you want, right? There are so many surfing schools. A shout out to a former pro surfer called Andy Foster. And again, as always in every single one of my podcasts, I mention my good experiences. I never endorse anybody or get paid or anything like it. He is an awesome instructor. I mean, especially given the fact that he was a pro surfer not that long ago, amongst the top 50 in the world. As a matter of fact, he is also, right, could not necessarily translate one into being a good instructor, but he's a great instructor. We had a lot of fun. We had other instructors as well while we spent about 5 days in the North Shore, all surfing. Again, great experience. If you're there and you're going to probably do some research, food trucks are the thing. They're very nice restaurants, but they're awesome food trucks. And again, the surfing is, plan to spend pretty much the whole day, right, surfing. Because you can go from one beach to another. The instructors, it's fairly close, right? So they can go with you. They can follow you. And it is a very I would say, easy environment to learn to surf. Again, to my point about, you know, you're not going to find what you see on magazines or, you know, on the web or movies, well, those huge waves. There are very, very manageable waves. And as an Australian surfer friend mentioned to me, you know, surfing in Hawaii is just like, or learning to surf in Hawaii is just like learning to run on a treadmill. And I get it, right? Because the waves are very consistent, right? They last, you know, for a long time. It's easy to get on them, etc. So again, super cool experience. So much so that, again, as I mentioned, my son is 16, right? So after we left, I'm like, okay, how about you attend, or you try to attend University of Hawaii for college, because, you know, we can move here, right? I got to work. The working hours is kind of complicated, and it's a little bit far from everything. However, we fell in love with it. Just the prospect of having the nature and the people. The people are just amazing. Everybody's nice, right? And our family joke was like, even the TSA folks at the airport were nice, which is kind of impressive. So again, super cool. It's doable. It's far. It's a long trip. But once you're there, it is really easy, right, to get to the beach, to rent the surfboards. They have many options. They will bring it to you. Again, it's not like you have to carry or anything like that. We had about 4 different instructors and surf shops. All of them provided everything we needed. Some of them even had sort of this GoPro support, right, at the tip of the board, so you can record. Others will just have cameras and take shots of you, and even use that to help you give the tips of how to stand up, how to pop up quickly, position your arms, your legs, your whole body, etc. So again, strongly recommend, if you get a chance, if you want to surf in Hawaii, that's the place to go. Again, Waikiki, cool, good stop. Probably you have to stop there anyway, because that's where, you know, that's where the airplane is going to go. But it's such a short drive to the North Shore, that next time we're just going to go straight up there, right? We're not going to spend any time and just maximize the time up there with them and the waves. Also, speaking of surfing, I'm going to jump to another continent, and that's Australia. I happened to be in Australia about a month and a half ago and for work, but again, it's even a longer trip from the US compared to Hawaii. It's actually twice as long. But I was in Sydney and did my research, of course, and Bondi Beach is super famous, probably the most famous surfing spot in Australia, very famous globally. It's a very nice, kind of a moon-shaped beach, small, relatively small. It is actually famous because it's the first lifeguard sort of set up. It was there, right? So they have the oldest lifeguarding, post and operations in the world, supposedly. But then I say, okay, cool. Let me find where I can rent and find an instructor and do some surfing in Australia, at Bondi Beach. Very different from Hawaii. The waves and the current. And the whole shape of that beach makes it very tricky. I was with a handful of other people. Most of them never surfed before, and they all managed to get up at some point. But it was not easy, right? I could tell just watching them. Even me, who now have built some experience surfing, had a hard time. Right, it wasn't that trivial. The waves they will just break very quickly, so very different experience from one from another, and And it's twice the as far if you, sorry, I'm going to close the door here. If you happen to live in the US, it's going to be twice as far. Same vibe though, right? I mean, Australians are awesome people. But again, very different. If you want to try to do both, you know, and if you're a beginner as I am, I would go to Hawaii for sure. A lot more manageable. But also if you want to sharpen your skills, that's where you go, right? It's places like Australia. Good water temperature overall, both places. Nothing like what we have here in the Northeast of the U.S. where, you know, even in the summer, you got to wear a wetsuit. So anyway, those are my two tips about surfing if you want to get it going. Again, awesome experience as always, no matter where you are, I think. But those two places are magical. Okay. I hope you guys enjoy it and find this useful. See you later.